told you he was a guy. You got to look for a guy, a little scruffy. Maybe he's got a fishing rod in one hand, beer in the other, that glazy look in his eye, that thousand-yard stare. You know what I'm talking about. A guy who's been locked up for winter and looking for something to do. His name, Ron Rademacher from MichiganBackroads.com. There he is, a cobweb in his hair, a couple of pine needles in his teeth. He's all right. Ron Rademacher, everybody. There he is. Ron, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
There's Ron. I thought you'd been sucked back into it. Yeah. Anyhow.
No, I was distracted. I'm watching a tune-up video on how to fillet northern pike, because in 10 days we can go after them. So.
Why bones?
A little distracted. No, I know how to fillet them so there are no Y bones.
There you go. It is
so good. Yeah, that's what you got to have. So.
Right. So what's on your mind, Ronnie? Where you been?
Well, I have been around northern Michigan, but this weekend, got a big road trip coming up. We're going to the Trillium Ravine because it should be in full bloom this time of year, and I heard that there might be some ramps in there as well.
Can you take them?
So, yeah. You can take the ramps. You can't take the other stuff.
Right, the other wildflowers.
It's all wildflowers. That's all protected, you know, because they got the prairie trilliums. They got woods poppies in there. There's a couple of toad trillium species. But leeks are not protected anywhere. So,
no, hopefully they're not protected in my kitchen.
We're hoping to have some of those with our ribeye steak on Mother's Day. So please don't forget that is upon us as well.
There you go. All right. Well, that's
good. And I'll tell you what else is great for the Trillium Ravine. The other thing you want to take with you in Michigan with this kind of weather is your muskox flannel to use as a shirt jacket.
Exactly. Perfect thing to wear.
That thing is great for that. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. And in fact, muskox is putting together a whole special lot of spring and summer gear. They'll be debuting here on this program with you, Ron, in about 3 weeks.
Oh, I can hardly wait because I'm looking for a new lucky fishing shirt.
Well, right, because none of the others are working.
Yeah, well, certainly not on the muskie hunt.
Right.
No, the other ones aren't working so good. I've got one that's very lucky if you're after some really small, like if you're looking for bait. I catch a lot of small fish with this one shirt. So.
You know, I'm going to tell you though, I see this deal going on in Osseo, but I feel like right now. I could be giving lessons. You know, I've had that kind of... Oh. But maybe everybody's doing well on the mushrooms.
Are you that hot on the Great Mushroom Hunt?
It's crazy. It's insane. It's not like I'm getting pounds of them, but like yesterday I went out, I found six, and they're all nice. And we, you know, the point being, I'm not getting shut out every time. I'm not just coming home pounding my head against the wall. We're having some success.
Yeah, that's got to be some kind of a shift in the matrix because you were... The poster boy for never finding one for many years.
Oh, I know. Oh, by the way, it's Cinco de Mayo.
By myself. So that, yeah.
I forgot to mention it's Cinco de Mayo. I forget. So Cinco de Mayo, back to Osseo.
Yeah, Cinco de Mayo. It's the 5th of May. I think that's today. So they'll be drinking everywhere, which is not unusual.
Right.
Yeah, Osseo. Okay. Yeah. So this little town, they do their mushroom festival a little bit different. They actually have. Morale Mushroom Hunting 101 instruction by a guy named Tom Nauman. I don't know if you ever heard of him, but he runs Morale Mania. And so they actually teach people how to find them. I understand that the course works. I myself have not taken it. I myself have not found a morale yet this year. But it's a good festival. And they auction them off. If you didn't find any at the end, if there's plenty of morales found, then they have an auction at the end of this thing. And you can buy something, take them home, and claim that you found them.
Do what you got to do, yeah. And in Mesic, the festival starts, what, this weekend, right?
This weekend, yeah. And Mesic is actually the national morale mushroom festival. It's designated as a national. Now, the big one's coming up near your northern compound in a week or so in Boyne City. But Mesic is the national, so they have a lot of good things going on at that one, too.
There you go. Which is good. Yeah. So love all that. Anyhow, what else is going on?
Well, there's a couple of cool things going on. One is the Jackson County Free Museum Day. And the only reason I bring this up is because it's in Hanover, Michigan. And they have a museum there called the Conklin Reed Organ Museum, which has the largest collection of rare reed organs in the United States. And it's extraordinary, the preservation of some of these. I mean, some of these were dragged across the Atlantic Ocean, by pilgrims. coming here, and they've been preserved. So that's a good deal, and they got a great thing going on for kids there. At the park next to it is Kids on the Farm activities. So I want to mention that. But the other one that you might be interested in, they are having the Detroit Beer History Walking Tour.
Well, that I was wondering if you're going to get to that.
Oh, no, you got to get to that, because this is actually done by the East Market Brewing Company. So East Market is a specialized market area in Detroit. And they do a walking tour around that area, visiting all the old original brewery sites, including some that were there before Prohibition.
And the only site that matters, though.
Beverages available.
Stroh's, I beg your pardon? You know, Stroh's, that's all that matters.
Stroh's, Schmitz, what about Schmitz, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Old Frothing, Slosh, some of the really great ones. So
I forgot about that one.
And, yeah, that's... I'm not going to talk about what was pictured on those cans, but it was delicious. And then, you know, we got to remember Mother's Day. So, you know, birding, we can't get away from birding this time of year because the migration is really on. And down there at Kellogg Bird Sanctuary, mothers are free this Sunday, May the 9th. So go out there. You get the birds of prey there, the waterfowl are there, songbirds everywhere. And they have a really good learning experience at that one, too. So take mom out, do a little bird watching, walk off the Mother's Day dinner. Be a great time.
Yeah. Take Madam Old Frothing Slosh for a dance or two. You know.
Yeah, for a dance or two. Yeah, cut a rug.
Yeah,
so we missed and of course, in where I was yesterday. Yeah, well, I missed the meteor shower because of the clouds, but there's a big one going on, about 60 meteors an hour. So if it clears up tonight, you may still be able to see it, but last night is when it peaked. But the Aquarid meteor shower is ongoing as we speak.
There you go. You can find out more at MichiganBackroads.com, MichiganBackroads.com, MichiganBackroads.com. Your face, your festival, your place, your event, your Miss Frothing Slosh. MichiganBackroads.com. See, people are going to go, look, Ron. And you can get right here on this program with that guy, Ron, and his date, Miss Frothing Slosh. You got